Hey, my friends, and welcome to the Brain Health Workshop. My name is Dr. Titus Chu, number one best-selling author and functional neurologist that specializes in natural brain health solutions. I am so thrilled that you're here with me today because over the next 6 weeks, you're going to be learning some new and amazing things about your brain that can literally change your life. And in this first week, I'm going to be teaching you some key scientific concepts that are going to be setting you up for success for the rest of our time together. But before we dive in, I want to acknowledge you for making this investment in your brain health. You know, there's literally a million other things that you can be doing right now with your time, but you chose to sign up for the Brain Health Workshop and be here today. So I acknowledge you. Now, I firmly believe that when your brain is running on all eight cylinders, life can be extraordinary. And so even if you're struggling with chronic depression or anxiety, or you're experiencing brain fog or memory loss or cognitive decline, or perhaps you just want to learn what you need to do to take your brain health to the next level, this workshop will give you the foundational tools and strategies to do so, all based on the latest breakthroughs in neuroscience as well as natural medicine. My question to you is, why are you here today? Why did you decide to sign up for the Brain Health Workshop? You know, so I want you to take a few moments right now and just to reflect on this. Why are you here today? Why did you sign up for the workshop? Perhaps even grab a piece of paper and jot down a few notes if you'd like to. The reason why this is important is because research has shown people who get clear, very clear on their internal motivators for whatever they're up to in their lives, they have a much higher chance for success in reaching their goals. And in this case, we're talking about reaching your health goals. So take a few moments right now, either reflect on this, think about it, or if you have a piece of paper and a pencil, write down and jot down a few notes. Why are you here today? What is your why behind why you want to learn how to take control of your brain health in the first place? So I'll give you a few moments right now. Wonderful. And don't worry if you weren't able to get all your ideas down. After the session today, you'll have much more time to be able to reflect on that and do so. And the thing is, regardless of why you're here, what your motivation is, I want you to know that I fully, fully support you. You might be wondering to yourself, well, why, Dr. Chu? Why do you care about my brain health? Well, the reason why is because I get it. I've been there. Over 20 years ago, I was in a terrible car accident that nearly took my life. I was on my way to work one day and I was hit by a scooter and I flew through the air and I dislocated my shoulder. I broke three ribs. I scratched up my face. And although I survived, I ended up with chronic pain as well as a concussion. And no matter what I did within conventional medicine, nothing worked. I was shocked. So I did what I was born to do. I thought outside the box. I started to search outside the box for answers. And so I went back to school and I got a postdoc in clinical neurology, a master's in nutrition. I studied functional medicine. I went even further outside the box and studied chiropractic and acupuncture. Anything I could get my hands on to help me figure out and heal my own brain and also learn the best strategies that I can do to help my patients as well. But it wasn't just an academic process. I know many of you watching this are probably knowledge junkies just like me. But in addition to the intellectual growth and stimulation of learning this, I applied everything that I learned to my own health. And believe it or not, all the chronic pain as well as my brain health challenges and symptoms disappeared. Now, don't get me wrong. It didn't happen overnight. It happened over the course of many, many years. But the great news is that I've done the trial and error so you don't have to. And I was able to heal my brain at the source. And so after over 14 years in private practice, over 13 years as a teacher and educator, and working with thousands of amazing, beautiful patients, my experiences as a brain health expert and educator, as well as a concussion survivor, taught me a few things. I learned a ton of principles, shortcuts, and secrets, and I've packed some of the foundational ones into this workshop for you. And so one of the main things that I learned along the way was that healing is possible. No matter what you've been through, what you're struggling with, healing is possible. And in addition to that, when I learned all this stuff, I actually discovered that I was able to teach my patients and my private clients, as well as my students, many of the actions, principles, and secrets so that they can apply it to their lives and heal their own brain at the source. I was able to do it. My patients and students were able to do it. And I know the same is possible for you. So who is ready to dive in? Here's our plan for today. I'm going to be teaching you some core scientific concepts and introducing you to this framework I developed over the years called root cause neurology. In addition, you'll discover the top three physical reasons why your brain isn't working the way that you want it to. And I'm going to be sharing with you some powerful self-assessment tools to help you get to the underlying root cause for your brain health challenges. And finally, I'll be teaching you and you'll be learning the number one missing ingredient when it comes to brain health. By the end of this first week, you're going to have a much better understanding of the root cause for your brain health challenges. Let's dive right in. But don't forget that if you have any questions at any time, do remember to write them down and be sure to post them in our online community. And we'll get to as many of those questions as possible. And one thing I do need to mention before we dive into the nitty-gritty detail and the materials is, although I am a brain specialist, I'm not your brain specialist. So all the information in this week, as well as the workshop, is for educational purposes only. So before starting any new program, be sure to check with your doctor first. That being said, let's dive right in. We are facing a crisis in healthcare today. In all over the world, there are 1.1 billion people across the globe struggling with some type of brain health disorder or mental health challenge. Did you know that in the United States alone, that over 50 million people are affected each year by at least one neurological disorder? Or that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Or check this out. The cost, the average lifetime cost of traumatic brain injury is over $330,000 due to disability or loss of productivity. And outside of just these big global scary statistics, perhaps you're one of them, and I'd probably bank on it that you probably are, or perhaps a loved one is, that you're trying to help them through their brain health challenges. It's probably why you're here today, right? So outside of the big global crisis on a personal level, you're probably being impacted by that as well. And my question though is, why? Despite all the breakthroughs that are happening every single day in medicine and in science, the technological breakthroughs, why is there this crisis in healthcare? Well, my firm belief is that it's because conventional medicine just focuses on the symptoms versus healing at the root cause. Imagine your brain is like a tree, and the leaves of your tree are all the different brain symptoms that you might be experiencing. And so I've worked with many patients over the years, and they typically go through a very similar journey. And it's a journey that I went through myself, where they might be struggling with some type of symptom, and they go to their primary care doctor. Their doctor maybe spends about 5 minutes with them and does a test, or maybe doesn't even do any tests and prescribes a medication. And if that doesn't work, then they get referred to a specialist. depending on the symptom that my patients might be struggling with, they get sent to that specific specialist. So for example, if they're having digestive symptoms, they get sent to a gastroenterologist. If they're having hormonal symptoms, they get sent to an endocrinologist. And obviously, if they're like I was, or like you perhaps, if they're struggling with a brain health symptom, they get sent to a neurologist. And so from there, the neurologist or the specialist runs fancier tests, maybe prescribes fancier medications. But even if the medication helps, the problem with that approach is it merely masks the symptoms. And in addition to that, many of them come with many long-term side effects. So it's obvious that we need a better approach. Can you relate to the journey that I just described that I went through and many thousands of my patients went through? So, you know, we need a better approach to help solve not only this global health crisis, but also help you solve your own health challenges as well. We need a better approach. We need to step back and not just focus on the leaves of the tree, but we need to look at the root cause for why those symptoms are happening in the first place, why the leaves are unhealthy to begin with. What we need is root cause neurology. And so at this point in the conversation, you're probably thinking to yourself, well, yeah, I get that, Dr. Chu. I know, I already understand that I need to get to the root cause, but what is the root cause for brain health challenges? And the answer to that, your question, is it's all in your head. Your amazing, amazing human brain, it allows you to think and to feel, to move, to create, as well as love. And you're able to do that because of multiple communication pathways and networks that exist all throughout your brain and nervous system. You have neural networks that allow you to experience things like gratitude or pleasure or happiness, or help you stay positive in challenging, challenging times. All the necessary and wonderful things in life when they're working. But when they're not, and you have a breakdown in the communication between your neural networks, you'll experience all of the different brain symptoms out there. Things like brain fog, memory problems, cognitive decline, anxiety, depression, chronic stress, concussion, insomnia, and much, much more. Can you relate to some, if not many, of these different symptoms? Well, if that's the case, then broken neural networks are the root cause for your brain health challenges. These are the physical reasons why you feel the way you do. Now, there are literally hundreds, if not thousands, tens of thousands of different neural networks out there that make up your brain and nervous system, as well as your experiences of yourself and of the world around you. I'm going to be giving you a brief introduction, though, into the top three neural networks. These are some of the most common root causes that I've seen after working with thousands of patients over the years. So without any further ado, here are the top three, a brief introduction to the top three neural networks. Neural network number one is what we call your prefrontal cortex. So your prefrontal cortex is located at the front part of your brain. So if you see here, we have a model of the brain. Here's the front portion, and then here's the back portion. So you can see here, the prefrontal cortex is located right at the tip of the front part of your brain, right here. And your prefrontal cortex is involved with really important functions, brain functions, such as thinking, cognition, as well as what we call executive functions. So that is neural network number one, one of the most common root causes that I've seen for many brain health challenges and symptoms. Now that we've gone over neural network number one, your prefrontal cortex, I'm going to introduce you to neural network number two, a brief introduction to your hippocampus. And so your hippocampus is a critical structure that is involved with the formation of memories. And so let me share with you the brain model again and show you where the hippocampus is located. So as you, if you recall, just a second ago, I introduced you to the prefrontal cortex. That's part of this outer covering of your brain we call the neocortex or new cortex. So in order to find the hippocampus, we need to actually take the brain model apart. So I'm going to be doing that for you right now. And so you can see here, I've blown apart the brain, the brain model. And so I'm going to remove this part here, which we'll get to in a second. And so buried deep within your nervous system and your brain is what we call the hippocampus. So out here is the neocortex. And then inside, buried deep in your brain, is the hippocampus. Neural network number two, the critical structure that is involved with the formation of memories. And before we wrap up our brief introduction to the top three neural networks, I want to introduce you to neural network number three, which is your brainstem. So your brainstem is actually located in between your brain and your spinal cord. It's located right here. So I'm going to take that apart, and here's a more up close look at your brainstem. Let me share this with you right now. So you can see here, this is your brainstem. It's made up of a top, a middle, and a bottom portion. We'll talk more about that in greater detail in week two. But suffice to say, right now, for our purposes, it's really important to understand that your brainstem is an essential control structure for your autonomic nervous system. Your autonomic nervous system is in charge of your sympathetic nervous system and balancing that with your parasympathetic nervous system. These areas of your nervous system control the fight or flight response, the AKA the stress response, as well as the resting, digesting, and healing response. So you can see the brainstem is a really essential control center for balancing your stress response as well as your healing response. And so there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is neural network number three, which is your brainstem. And that wraps up our brief introduction to the top three neural networks that make up your nervous system. Like I mentioned earlier, I'll be going into much greater detail in each of these three neural networks in our next week of the Brain Health Workshop. But right now, it's important just to understand, again, in order to solve and to heal your brain at the source, the first most important step is to get to the root cause, right? It's the essential first step in the healing. And believe it or not, what I just shared with you right here, these top three neural networks, these are the root cause for a plethora, a multitude of different brain health challenges, very common ones. Things, again, like I mentioned earlier, memory loss, cognitive decline, chronic stress, anxiety, depression, and much, much more. And most importantly, these are the physical reasons why you feel the way you do. And we'll be exploring these three neural networks in greater detail in next week's workshop. So at this point in our session today, you're probably understanding, have a better understanding now of the root cause. You know, many times when I teach my patients and my students about this, they just have this sense of really validation, because the first time perhaps in their life, after struggling for years with anxiety or depression or trying to heal from a concussion, for the first time they've understood, oh my goodness, there actually is a reason why I feel the way I do. And this is the physical reasons why you feel the way you do as well. And so from there, once we understand the root cause, right, and which are these top neural networks, these top three, some of the most common root causes, you might be wondering to yourself, well, how can we get to the root cause? Like, I introduced to you some key scientific concepts about neural networks, and hopefully you have a better understanding, more insight into that, which we'll explore deeper through the rest of our workshop. But the question now is how? And in my practice, I use a lot of different tools, what I call the BrainSafe assessment tools, with my patients and private clients to help them get to the root cause. There's brain-body questionnaires. I take a very in-depth health history, exploring with them in great detail the circumstances surrounding their brain health challenges, as well as perhaps even, you know, going all the way back in, when they're in their childhood sometimes. In addition to in-depth health history, I might perform some functional brain tests, looking at reaction time and balance. There's also computerized brain assessments as well to help quantify these things, these physical reasons, right? And there's also advanced lab testing that I run, looking at blood health, like blood tests, as well as saliva, stool, urine. And finally, there's also advanced imaging that we can do as well to help you or help my patients get to the root cause for their brain health challenges. As you can see here, it's a very big process with a lot of moving parts and a lot of tools. Now, the reason why I'm sharing this with you and the point of this workshop is not to train you to become a functional neurologist like me, but it's to empower you with the foundational tools and strategies and secrets so you can learn how to take control of your own brain health. So what I've done is I've simplified that whole process in what's known as the Root Cause Quiz Pack. So the Root Cause Quiz Pack is a series of three self-assessment quizzes that you can take from the comfort of your own home. And these three quizzes will help you explore the top three neural networks that we just discussed, the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, as well as your brainstem, to find out if those are some of the physical reasons why you feel the way you do. The great news is you can access them all right now in your members area. So if you go to your members area after the session, simply go to your members area and there'll be a handout there where you'll find a link to the Root Cause Quiz Pack. Click on the link there and you'll get immediate access to the Root Cause Quiz Pack and the three self-assessment quizzes. From there, step number one, take the quizzes. Then when you take the quizzes, step number two, you're gonna tally up your scores. And then finally, step number three, once you tally up your scores, you're gonna find out not only the root cause for your brain health challenges, but also you're gonna find out the severity of the neurological weak links that are your root causes. Is your brain mildly, is it a mild issue? Is it more moderate or is it severe? Don't you think that'd be a really important thing to understand? So not only after completing the Root Cause Quiz Pack, are you gonna understand, have more insight into the root cause for your brain health challenges. In addition, you also have a better idea of the severity of your brain health challenges as well. This is so important for you to understand, not only to become empowered and understand the physical reasons why you're dealing with the symptoms that you are, but more importantly, over the next few weeks in our workshop, I'm going to be teaching you some very specific strategies that you can do and actions that you can take to start healing your brain at the source. And so be sure to, after this, you watch this video, be sure to click on the link in your members area in the handout there, and you'll have immediate access to the Root Cause Quiz Pack. And you'll be able to discover the top three physical reasons why your brain might not be working the way you want it to, as well as the physical reasons why you feel the way you do. And when you go through the testing and when you go through the self-assessment quizzes, a few things might come up for you. I see this a lot with my patients as well as my previous students, is that some of them, when they're going through it, they might score really high in one, if not all of the quizzes. And many times they end up feeling really worried or discouraged or perhaps overwhelmed. Now, so if that's the case for you, that's okay, you know, because it's actually part of the learning process. More importantly, they are now empowered and have this insight so they can actually start doing something about it. Because once you identify the root cause of your brain health challenges, like I said, as you'll learn, as you go through the rest of the workshop, I'm going to be teaching you some very specific things that you can do to heal your prefrontal cortex, to heal your brainstem or your hippocampus. And the thing is, let's say you do take the quizzes and you don't score high or like moderate or severe in any of the areas, but you're still struggling with your brain and you have symptoms. Well, guess what? The information that I'm going to be sharing with you over the course of the next 6 weeks will also lay a very strong foundation to empower you with the core strategies, secrets, and actions regardless of what the root cause is for your brain health challenges. But I would imagine, though, if you are struggling with brain fog or memory issues or cognitive decline, or perhaps you have anxiety or depression, like chronic brain fog or sleep issues, perhaps chronic pain, I would imagine if you do have any or if many of those symptoms, that I can almost guarantee that you'll be scoring at least in the moderate to severe in at least one of those quizzes. But again, you won't know until you do it. So be sure after this video to click on the link in the handout found in your members area to access the root cause quiz pack. And remember, there is always hope for healing. No matter how bad things might seem or how severe your quizzes are or your symptoms are, there is always, always hope for healing. In week two of the workshop already, I'm going to be teaching you some specific things that you can do to start strengthening your root causes, your neural network weak links at the source. And all throughout the rest of our workshop, I'm going to be teaching you some foundational strategies, and we'll be employing the latest breakthroughs in neurology as well as natural medicine to help you heal your brain at the source. I was able to do it. I was able to teach thousands of my patients and students how to do it. And I know the same is possible for you. You totally, totally got this. Before we dive into the next section here, and I share with you the number one missing ingredient when it comes to brain health, I'd like to share with you first Esther's story. So Esther was a previous student of mine, and she was a 55-year-old woman who was struggling with her memory. She was having difficulty remembering things. She would walk into a room and just immediately forget why she went in there in the first place. And she used to pride herself on having a really good memory. She'd be able to go to the grocery store and not need a grocery list. And she found that she started to lose the ability. She'd start forgetting things, not everything, but she wouldn't be able to remember every single thing. And in addition, like I mentioned, she used to really be proud of her brain function. She was very organized with her thinking, and but more recently, she found herself feeling more and more scatterbrained and more disorganized. And a lot of this occurred, the symptoms in it, you know, her increasing brain fog, just like a mental sluggishness and fatigue. And the thing was, she had an amazing brain, right? For many years, she was so proud of that. But over the past 2-3 years, she noticed a marked decline in many of her brain functions, specifically memory and her organized thinking, as well as increasing brain fog. And so she went to her primary care physician, and he spent about 5 minutes with her, didn't even do any tests, and said, well, hey, nothing's wrong with you. Everything seems normal. Come back when something is wrong. Now, Esther did not want to accept that because she was really concerned. She had a family history of dementia and Alzheimer's. And so she wanted to be proactive and do something about it. So she discovered one of my courses from an online webinar, and she signed up for that. And one of the first things that she got started with was the root cause quiz pack. She identified that her prefrontal cortex, as well as her hippocampus, were two of the physical reasons why the root causes for her brain health challenges. And so again, just like so many of my patients and students had experienced, she felt so validated just in this simple first step of getting to the root cause. And not only did she feel validated, it's like, wow, there is actual reason why. This is the reason, two reasons why my brain isn't working the way I know it could. In addition, she felt so much more at ease and relieved to know that her symptoms were real and they weren't just all in their head. Well, they actually were in their head, but not in the way that her doctors were telling her, or even her, unfortunately, some of her loved ones were sharing with her, right? So she had discovered the physical reasons why she was feeling the way she did. And From there, she put together a plan, as you guys are going to learn over the course of the next few weeks, based on the latest breakthroughs in neuroscience and natural medicine. But most importantly for her at this point of the game, it was the light at the end of the tunnel. For the first time in years, as she was suffering from these symptoms and watching her own brain health decline, she felt hope for the first time in this 2-3 year period. So she had discovered that hope by identifying the first step and identifying the root cause. So many patients and clients, as well as students of mine, did. And again, I know the same is possible for you with root cause neurology. So step one in the process to reclaim your brain as well as your life is to get to the underlying root cause for why your brain isn't working in the first place. So be sure, once more, as a reminder, click on the link in the handout found in your members area so you can get immediate access as soon as you we finish this video together. And once you do, and once you have a better idea of the root cause for your brain health challenges, probably going to be then wondering to yourself, well, now what? You know, once you've completed your quizzes and you have more insight into the physical reasons why your brain isn't working, you're probably wondering to yourself, well, what can I do about it? What did Esther do about it? And the thing is, over the course of the 14 plus years that I worked with thousands of awesome, amazing patients, you know, many of them, they had a really clean diet. They even had dialed in some supplements and had a really healthy lifestyle, but yet they were still struggling. Why is this? Because common sense says that eating right, exercising, having healthy habits should do the trick. Not only does common sense say that, but the latest research says that as well. So it's either what they're doing doesn't work, which is not true because research shows that it does. It's either that doesn't work or something's missing. So what's missing? Your brain is unique because not only does it require proper nutrients, a healthy, clean diet and lifestyle, it also needs to be activated. It needs to be stimulated. We need to trigger a process that's known as experience-dependent neuroplasticity. So neuroplasticity is this amazing phenomenon that tells us and gives us hope for healing. This is the reason why I was able to heal my brain, and this is the foundation for my life's work. And this is the reason why so many of my patients were able to reclaim their lives. So neuroplasticity is this amazing ability of your brain to change its shape. And once you change the shape of your brain, you change its function. When you change the function of your brain, you change your experience of yourself and of the world around you. You literally restructure your neural networks. Now, what experience-dependent neuroplasticity is, that refers to how we can be intentional with triggering this neuroplasticity and activating our neural networks in our brains for healing. We can use our experiences as well of our mental experiences as an example with our thoughts. We can use emotional experiences to trigger neuroplasticity. And finally, we can use our physical experiences as well. All of these three different types of experiences, mental, emotional, and physical, literally trigger physical structural changes in our brains and rewire our neural networks, which, as you now know, are the root cause for all brain health challenges. So you're probably wondering to yourself, well, that sounds great and exciting and hopeful. How? And the answer is brain training. So at this point in our session, I'm going to invite you to join me in a little experiment. So close your eyes right now. I invite you to close your eyes. And take a few deep breaths in and out. Wonderful. And as you're breathing in and out, what I'd like you to do is bring your awareness to the breath coming in and out of your nostrils. So take a deep breath in and bring your awareness to the flow of air coming into your nostrils and out, as well as the flow of air going out. Do this a few more times. Going in and out. And as you do this, I invite you to bring your attention to the air, the temperature of the air coming in and out of your nostrils. You might find that the air coming in to your nostrils is a bit cooler than the air coming out. Perhaps the air coming out is a bit warmer, hotter. Bring your attention to this. You might notice that, and if not, that's okay. Just continue to bring your awareness to the breath coming in and out of your nostrils. Now what I invite you to do, begin to bring your awareness to these neural networks, these brain cells located in the right hemisphere of your brain called the right frontal insular cortex. Bring your awareness to those brain cells and feel them starting to come to life. And you might notice that your right frontal insula, those brain cells in that neural network, start to communicate with this other area known as your anterior cingulate cortex. Take a few breaths in and out and bring your awareness to this dance, these brain cells starting to glow and pulsate and dance in this communication network and dampen the survival areas of your nervous system known as the amygdala. So bring your awareness to that neural network. You might notice those things. And if you do again, and rather if you don't in this case, that's okay as well. If you don't, just bring your awareness back to the breath coming in and out of your nostrils. Take one more deep conscious breath and out. And slowly open your eyes. Okay, great work. And thank you so much for participating. Because guess what? If you just participate in that little exercise with me, many of you out there probably like, well, I've done that a million times, Dr. Chu. That's one of the most basic meditation practices that I do. But guess what? If you join me in that little experiment and the exercise, you just literally triggered experience-dependent neuroplasticity inside your brain in what we call the neural network of enlightenment. You see, multiple regions of your nervous system, as you perform that little exercise, began to light up and communicate in what we call, what is known as the neural network of enlightenment. So let me share this screen with you here. So the neural network of enlightenment is made up of multiple regions of your nervous system, the multiple prefrontal regions of your prefrontal cortex, as well as your anterior cingulate cortex. And so as you were practicing that breathing exercise, you're activating these regions of your nervous system, triggering experience-dependent neuroplasticity and silencing these survival areas of our nervous system known as the amygdala, as well as the limbic system. And the amazing thing about this is if you practice this over time, not only does it lead to changes in experience-dependent neuroplasticity in this neural network of enlightenment, it will actually lead to deeper states of mindfulness and presence, because these are the brain regions and neural networks that are responsible for your experiences of mindfulness and presence in the first place. And I know a lot of you out there who already practice mindfulness breathing exercises and meditation, you might already, or if you don't, you probably already have heard or read about that meditation does strengthen your brain and prefrontal cortex. So it might not be anything new to you. But did you know that when you learn a new language, that actually triggers experience-dependent neuroplasticity in your hippocampus, the second most common neural network weak link for many brain health symptoms? Or did you know that a simple earlobe massage activates your brainstem, neural network number 3, the third most common root cause that I've found in my practice? So this is so important to understand because each neural network, for example, the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, as well as your brainstem, each of these neural networks, as well as the thousands of different neural networks out there, responds to and gets stronger to different types of activation and activities, as well as exercises, what we call brain training. This is the number one missing ingredient I found in my practice, in my 20 years experience healing my own brain. This is the number one missing ingredient when it comes to brain health, is brain training. So again, when you, step one, can get to the underlying root cause for your brain health challenges as you can in the root cause quiz pack, and then in step two, you can then begin to match the brain training exercise that's right for your neural network weak links, you are on the road to healing success. And so you'll be able to then heal your brain at the source instead of simply masking symptoms by triggering experience-dependent neuroplasticity in the key neural networks that make up the physical root causes for your brain health challenges. I'll be going over the top brain training exercises for the prefrontal cortex, hippocampus, and as well as the brainstem in week two and next week of our brain health workshop. And over the course of the rest of the workshop, I'll be teaching you brain healing diets, nutrients, lifestyle practices, as well as mindset strategies to help set you up for success to build a better brain. I can't wait to partner with you in this journey. Who is ready to heal? So before we wrap up for this week one of our brain health workshop, I want to continue Esther's story. So after she had filled out the root cause quiz pack and identified the prefrontal cortex and hippocampus as two of her root causes for her brain health challenges, her memory issues, as well as feeling scatterbrained, and her brain fog, right? She got to work. And so she began to do brain training exercise to strengthen her prefrontal cortex as well as her hippocampus. And in addition, she began to apply the strategies that you'll be learning over the course of this brain health workshop of diet, nutrients, lifestyle, and mindset practices. She began to apply all these things to her life. And after several months applying these concepts consistently, she began to get her brain back. She was no longer forgetting things at the grocery store or walking into her room and just completely forgetting why she walked in. Her focus and concentration increased by over 70%, and her brain fog improved by 85%. And as a side effect, she also noticed more sustained energy throughout the day. She was able to do it by learning these strategies, principles, and secrets that you will be learning. Thousands of my patient students were able to do it. I was able to do it, and I know you can too. She is on her way, as well as you, to applying the foundational concepts to healing success. Wow, that was a lot of information, wasn't it? So before we wrap up here, here's a quick review of everything you learned today. I introduce you to my framework known as root cause neurology and how important it is to get to the root cause for your brain health challenges. I also introduce you a brief introduction to the top three neural networks, the prefrontal cortex, the hippocampus, as well as the brainstem. And I also gave you access to, and you now have immediate access to, the root cause quiz pack found in your members area. I also taught you about the miracle of experience-dependent neuroplasticity, the scientific basis for why healing is possible. And finally, you learned about the number one missing ingredient when it comes to brain health, and that is brain training. Next week, I'm going to be taking you on a much deeper VIP tour of your brain. We're going to be exploring the top three neural networks in much, much greater detail. And more importantly, I'm going to show you some of the top brain training exercises that you can match to these neural network weak links. Before we wrap up this week's section, here is your homework assignment. Number one, get clear on your why. I know you already reflected on this for a few moments or perhaps even jotted a few notes down, but what I want you to do from now until our next week, I want you to spend at least 15 minutes getting clear on your why. Why did you sign up for the Brain Health Workshop? Why do you want to work on your brain health? Why do you want to improve and empower yourself to take control of your brain? Like I mentioned earlier, people who get really clear on their why, they increase their chances for healing success. So I've actually created a handout for you to help you brainstorm some ideas regarding your why. So you can find that in your members area right now. Go there, download that handout if you need some help brainstorming, and spend at least 15 minutes getting clear on your why. That's the first part of your homework. The second part is complete the root cause quiz pack, the three self-assessment quizzes that can help you discover the underlying root cause for your brain health challenges. You can find that right now and get immediate access in your members area. So go to the handout, click on the link, and take the quizzes. So that's part two. And finally, part three of your homework, download your brain health roadmap. This little cheat sheet is going to be so important for you for the rest of your workshop. You're going to be referring to this each week as we go through all the different strategies. It's going to help encapsulate the most important actions that you will take once you are done with the Brain Health Workshop. So don't forget to download the Brain Health Roadmap in addition to getting clear on your why, as well as completing the root cause quiz pack before next week's session. And for those of you who want a little brain bonus, I invite you to practice some mindfulness meditation from now until our next session. Just like we had done that I walked you through, practice that a few times. And even if you do that as part of your daily ritual, become aware of the experience-dependent neuroplasticity, literally restructuring your neural networks. In addition, if you want to challenge yourself, learn the word brain in at least one new language. Why? Because when you do that, you're going to start strengthening the weak link of your nervous system that is the hippocampus, neural network number two. And finally, I also challenge you to try massaging your earlobes, because as you have learned, when you massage your earlobes, it's one very simple and gentle way of strengthening your brainstem. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So don't forget to engage in our online community. So we love engagement. We love to hear from you. So if you have questions, post your questions there. We'll get to as many of those as we can. We'd also love to hear from you guys in celebrating your wins. What did you learn in our workshop? What are some things that you discovered when you took the self-assessment quizzes? So go ahead and post your questions as well as celebrate your wins. And we'd love for you to connect with our beautiful online community. And congratulations, you have now completed week one of your 6-week brain health workshop series. I am so excited to partner with you as I walk you through and take you on a VIP tour of your brain, as well as teach you the most important and powerful strategies, tips, and secrets so you can take control of your brain health and turn your life around. My name is Dr. Titus Chu. Thanks so much for watching. I look forward to seeing you in next week's session. Bye for now.